With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss Iran's attack on Israel. The meeting ended without any action by the council. The BBC's David Willis reports.
We have this very stark warning from the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, that this could all lead to a massive escalation, potentially to all-out war. We heard allies of Israel weighing in to condemn Iran's attack. Equally, Iran's allies, Russia and China, also making the point that it was Israel's occupation of Gaza, which was at the root of this and the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding there. So this was a fractious meeting of the Security Council.
Israeli leaders credited an international military coalition with helping thwart a direct Iranian attack involving hundreds of drones and missiles, calling the response a starting point for a strategic alliance of regional opposition to Tehran. Also at SRNnews.com, the world's top golfer wins at the Masters.
World number one Scotty Scheffler has cruised to his second green jacket. Scheffler was in a four-way tie for the lead after seven holes, but then upped the ante with birdies at 8, 9 and 10. He then watched as his rivals fell away. Colin Morikawa made two quick double bogeys. Sweden's Ludvig Åberg found water at 11, and Max Homa was lucky to escape with a double bogey after almost losing his ball at 12. With the pressure off, Scheffler pulled away, posting a final round 68 to finish 11 under, in the end four clear of the Masters rookie Åberg. It was Scheffler's third win in his last four tournaments. Graham Agars, Augusta.
A strong magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck Papua New Guinea Sunday. No tsunami alert or any immediate report of damage. This is SRN News. Passover preparations are underway.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males will not be allowed to compete against females in international women's netball. World netball officials determine the sport at the international level is, quote, gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in World Netball's new policy on participation and inclusion and goes into effect immediately and will be reviewed on an annual basis. This is SRN News. It's a major move for the Lakota Nation.
A Native American-led nonprofit has purchased 40 acres of land in South Dakota's Black Hills area. The Cheyenne River Youth Project says it bought the land. The executive director of the project says the area is considered, quote, one of the most sacred places for the Lakota Nation. Some tribes in the U.S., Canada, and Australia have gotten their rights to ancestral lands restored in recent years with the growth of the Land Back movement. Jason Walker reporting.
Maine is set to become the latest state to join an interstate compact for social worker licensing. The proposal is designed to make it easier for social workers to practice in different states. Officials say the process of seeking a separate license in each state is time-consuming and inefficient, and leaves communities with unmet needs. SRN News.